In recent voluntary testing conducted by LNP newspaper, almost 2 out of 3 residential water wells sampled in Lancaster County contained potentially harmful bacteria. Transforming Health's Brett Schultes partnered with LNP and Lancaster Online to learn what the testing found and the risks of drinking tainted water.
This is the well head right here with the casing.
Bob and Shirley Redkay are standing next to the water well outside their home in Denver, Lancaster County.
Well, there's a pipe sticking out of the ground. It looks like it's about 8 inches around.
That pipe goes 200 feet into the ground, where a pump draws out the water that the Redkays drink and cook with every day.
And then it has a silver lid to it that is bolted on.
It's pretty cold out, so we head inside, where Bob recounts having the house built almost 4 years ago after he and Shirley moved to Lancaster County from Florida.
You know, we decided we liked the view. It was a nice mountain view, and we went from there.
What Bob and Shirley didn't know was that, unlike in Florida, there's no requirement to test water wells at homes in Pennsylvania. After realizing nobody from the county or state was coming to certify their well as safe to use, they paid a private contractor to have a test done.
Well, this is the first water report that we got.
Shirley opens a folder and pulls out the results from that test, which looked for coliform bacteria. Those organisms aren't necessarily harmful, but they signal that disease-causing pathogens such as E. coli could be present.
And when it came back, it said that there was coliform bacteria, but it didn't say how much. It didn't say if there was E. coli or not. And it recommended that we do not drink or cook with the water. And that was kind of scary. But we had been drinking and cooking with it for years without any problems. So it's like, what do we do now?
Shirley says the test results left them more confused and worried than they were before they got it tested.
There's nothing being done to alert you if you have E. coli in the water. It's up to you to figure that out.
The Redkays volunteered to have LNP test their water, and it came back positive for a fairly low concentration of coliform bacteria and was negative for the dangerous E. coli bacteria.
So all in all, the test looks pretty good, but it is something to be mindful of, just because you do have the potential path for it getting worse.
Compared to some other homes in Lancaster County, the Redkays were lucky.
So you've had it tested twice, and both times they were fine?
Like both times, no problems, yeah.
Okay. So
LNP reporter Harubi Mako was part of the effort to sample the water. She notes 7 samples did test positive for E. coli, including another home in Denver that had a very high concentration. LNP also tested for nitrates, which typically come from fertilizers and manure. She says 17 homes had levels of nitrates that would have been considered unacceptable if it was a public water system.
So this household had more than 2 times the allotted safe drinking water levels.
Mako says the solutions for this problem are well known. Groups like the Pennsylvania Groundwater Association have long pushed for regulations requiring that wells are grouted and sealed to keep contaminants out. As recently as 5 years ago, lawmakers introduced a bill to require that wells are built to certain standards.
It seems like the lawmakers got bombarded with people saying, like, do not regulate my well. Like, leave my private water alone. It's mine.
Rewind back a couple weeks, and Harubi and I drove a few miles north of Harrisburg to meet with Jennifer Fetter, whose job is to educate the public about water issues.
There's only about 14 million private wells in the entire country, so we have a big portion of them here in Pennsylvania.
Fetter says many people are surprised to learn that over 1 million households in Pennsylvania are served by private wells. She says Pennsylvania and Alaska are the only states that don't regulate the construction of wells or require water testing.
So those 1 million households are at risk of having drinking water contaminants that folks on public water supplies are not at risk of having.
Those private wells are scattered all over Pennsylvania.
Like Bucks and Montgomery County have tons, Chester County, tons of private water supplies. Here in Dauphin County, we have lots of private water supplies.
Fetter says most contaminants are produced by agriculture or other man-made activities.
Every time we drill another hole into the ground, every time we create another well, we create another superhighway down into our aquifers. And
so neighborhoods with lots of new wells, like the Red Cays neighborhood, can make groundwater vulnerable to pollutants on the surface. As a result, infants, children, and other sensitive groups could be at risk for a host of health problems that come from consuming bacteria and nitrates. In fact, those nitrates can cause so-called blue baby syndrome, where babies are unable to get enough oxygen.
And that's why they call it blue baby syndrome, because you actually start to see the mucous membranes and things turning blue from the deprivation of oxygen. And if it reaches a certain level, obviously it's like suffocation. Even though they're breathing, the oxygen's not being transported in the blood to the body tissues. So that can be a really serious health problem that's caused directly by nitrates.
Well, what I think is ironic.
Back at the Red Cays home in Denver, Shirley says she thinks a lot about vulnerable groups like infants and children.
And the elderly, I guess we qualify.
And she says it's been surprising to learn there are no regulations.
In the past, we've donated money to other countries to help people get safe drinking water, and having no clue that there was the potential for us to be the ones with the unsafe drinking water.
The Red Cays say they're taking measures to purify their water. They're considering installing a filtering system that can cost thousands of dollars, and they plan to keep having their water tested. As they discovered, living in Pennsylvania with a private water well, the responsibility is on them to make sure their drinking water is safe. Brett Schultes, Transforming Health, Lancaster County.